looking forward to lots of sunshine as we head into the weekend. It was maybe sunshine we thought we were owed last weekend for the long weekend. We didn't get it. So this weekend it should happen. 20, 21 degrees and actually a lot warmer, downright hot by the time we get into next week. Well, I'm looking forward to this conversation. Now, this is a first of its kind, actually. It's the Saskatchewan First Nations Natural Resource Center of Excellence is proud to announce the inaugural First Nations Energy and Natural Resource Forum. Its goal is to explore the potential of First Nations leadership in North America's energy transition. And how much do we talk about energy on this show and all forms of energy with the growing global population? Energy production is going to have to come in many different forms, and that's what this is all about. In fact, the forum is themed From Tradition to Transition, Empowering Our Energy Future. It takes place next week at Prairie Land in Saskatoon and just ahead of the summit. I'm happy to have Sheldon Watney on, who is the CEO of the Saskatchewan First Nations Natural Resource Center of Excellence. Sheldon, thank you so much for giving me some time today.
You bet, Evan. Thank you very much for having me on the program this morning.
Congrats on this inaugural event. This sounds like it's going to be a great event. How did this project get off the ground? Where did the idea come from?
Yeah, Evan, we're very excited for next week as we welcome, many guests and invitees from right across the world. And as a First Nations owned organization here in Saskatchewan, our focus definitely is how do we uplift and how do we support our 74 First Nations to become involved, to be in the know, to have a meaningful seat at the table, if you will, in terms of determining the future of energy and natural resource development across the province, and namely within our treaty territories, which are so important to the future of not only Saskatchewan and Canada, but also the rise in global demands for energy and critical minerals. And so, a number of our leadership, have traveled to many different events right across the country and across North America. And we see a number of other organizations or Indigenous groups hosting some really well-planned events. First Nations Major Projects Coalition, for one. The National Center for American Indian Enterprise Development hosts a huge conference in the U.S., and what the demands that we have here in Saskatchewan on natural resources and energy, and looking at the energy transition, what better time to host an event here in Saskatchewan? We have a number of companies and global leaders in the critical mineral sector. We have a strong Crown Corporation here with Sask Power. And how do we? What role do we play as First Nations in this energy transition, ensuring that we take advantage of those opportunities in terms of building a workforce, but also opportunities in leading continental value chains or supply chains. Really more important, what we've been discussing now is how do we get involved in the equity and ownership pieces of many of these large multi-billion dollar projects that are on the horizon, especially with the deployment of potentially of nuclear here in Saskatchewan. So all really important and exciting pieces to be involved in.
Sheldon Watney is my guest, CEO of the Saskatchewan First Nations Natural Resource Center of Excellence. It really does seem to me like Indigenous communities across Canada, and you guys are a great example here, are driving the discussion on sustainable energy growth. Why do you think that is, Sheldon?
I think that the foundation has been laid, I'll say, by our leadership, from the past and then moving on to our current First Nations leadership today, and also being able to, defer to our elders and our youth. Those are really important pieces that we're able to bring together and pull together. And as we look at the forum coming up next week, we've focused on day one on May 27th to invite two youth from each of our First Nations across Saskatchewan to come together to learn a bit more about energy, about critical minerals and what they mean to not only us as First Nations, what do they mean to Saskatchewan, what do they mean to Canada and the global economy. And, you know, we really want to thank the Mosaic Company for stepping up and helping take on the role as a legacy sponsor for the Youth Day. And then, you know, as we look at the leadership in these spaces, you know, we do have a unique responsibility as First Nations to really look at how do we balance the opportunity to continue to practice our cultural and traditional way of life, but also setting the path for those economic development opportunities, for those opportunities to build a workforce and also participate in the supply chain with many of our First Nations and Indigenous businesses across Saskatchewan. Those are all very important pieces that we're focused on here at the center on behalf of our chiefs across the province. And, you know, we're working hard to bring some really good benefit in those sectors as they move forward.
Sheldon, we talk on this program a lot about energy and the importance that energy plays and the important role that Canada plays on the world stage when it comes to energy. And it's been said many times by people in all different sectors of the energy market that it can't be reliant on just one form of energy. So you look at traditional, like the oil and gas energy, LNG, to renewable sources of energy. They have to find a way to work together. Is that how you see it? Is that how your organization sees it? And are the building blocks there already to find a way to move forward to make Canada this energy superpower we keep hearing about?
Yes. You know, that's a very, very important focus for us is energy. And, you know, many of our First Nations respectively have built some really strong, innovative partnerships in solar energy and also wind energy. Those are big spaces for us, and they continue to grow in partnership with SaskPower. And really, as I mentioned a bit earlier, on the horizon, as we know, the government of Saskatchewan has made an announcement to you know, strongly consider the siting and deployment of a small modular reactor in southern Saskatchewan. And so those conversations have been occurring with our respective First Nations as rights holders in that southern region. But there's also the opportunity as nuclear comes more online. I'll refer to it as new nuclear, and it's kind of reintroduced in terms of a reactor focus when we're looking at small modular reactors or micro reactors, which have also been introduced in Saskatchewan. We're on that journey as well, and how do we participate? And understanding that these types of developments, they're multi-billion-dollar initiatives. And so when it comes to being involved in these types of initiatives, how do we look at it from a collective lens as well as First Nations, and certainly respecting the initiatives of the respective rights holders in the regions as the First Nations in the vicinity, but also having that opportunity to look at a collective equity model as 74 First Nations across the province is something that's really at the forefront for us. And we'll certainly be discussing that, you know, in the months and years to come as nuclear comes closer, you know, in terms of a 2030, 2035 timeframe. So
right. There's
lots of work to do, but it's very exciting conversations that we're having internally as First Nations and also with the important industry and government partners.
Sheldon Watney is my guest, CEO of the Saskatchewan First Nations Natural Resource Center of Excellence. So they've got this big event coming up this weekend. It's the inaugural First Nations Energy and Natural Resource Forum. I'm curious what message you would want policymakers, investors, industry leaders to take away from this gathering that's happening next week?
No, I think, you know, a very important message for us, you know, at the forefront is how do we build a future for our young people? And, you know, I think all of us, whether we're Indigenous or First Nations or non-Indigenous or non-First Nations, that's always a focus for all of us with our, you know, with our families, with our children. And it's going to take a lot of collaborative work, a lot of good conversations and dialogue to come up with a plan as we move forward. And I think that, you know, within our province, you know, when we look at the way our Crown corporations have been structured and we look at things from our lens as First Nations, you know, we've gotten really good as First Nations here in developing a collective organizations or collective institutions as part of the FSIN, which I think is really important, because if when I'm traveling across the country or across North America and speaking at different venues and conferences, you get to learn about how people are coming together and how they're interacting. And I have yet to see or run into a similar situation where you have an entity, I'll speak from ours as a center of excellence, where all 74 First Nations have come together to build a collective institution that is able to help assist and support the 74 nations with capacity in making good, strong decisions for the future. And I think, you know, that's something that we really need to strongly look at and leverage as we move forward in terms of partnerships. I think that's a really important piece and something that we enjoy in Saskatchewan and sometimes overlook. And at the end of the day, from our perspective at the Center of Excellence, we're always here to support those First Nations specifically and autonomously in their resource development and energy initiatives.
Well, Sheldon, I appreciate you joining us today. No doubt you're going to have a great forum next week at Prairie Land in Saskatoon. So we'll have to connect afterwards, find out how it went and what next steps look like.
You bet. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're very excited. We have speakers from right across the globe, as far away as New Zealand and Australia, right across Canada into the U.S. We're very excited for next week and being able to host and to welcome all our visitors here to Saskatoon. It's going to be a great event, and we're really looking forward to it.
And where can people find out more information, Sheldon? Is there a website or somewhere that people can go?
You bet. Yeah, we've developed a website and landing page, and it's at www.skfncentersummit.ca, or just, you know, punch in online Saskatchewan First Nations Energy and Natural Resource Forum and Leadership Summit. And this event is for everybody. Whether you're the general public, First Nations, Indigenous, all levels of government and industry partners as well. We welcome everybody, and we're all here to support each other as we look forward to the energy transition here that we're all facing in today's society. So we're happy to host and welcome everybody.
Sheldon, thanks so much for your time today. Appreciate having you on the show.
You bet. Thank you very much, Evan. You have a great day.
Sheldon Watney, who is the CEO of the Saskatchewan First Nations Natural Resource Center of Excellence. They've got their forum coming up. It's the first of its kind, the inaugural First Nations Energy and Natural Resource Forum next week, happening at Prairie Land in Saskatoon. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKO.